All right, today is Monday. It is the rundown. It is June 24th. It is brought to you by Lisa. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Lisa.com/barstool. $100 off a premium mattress. $100.
Yeah. Whoa.
They upped it.
That's up in
hey
the
now.
Game.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad for everybody who's listened to us and done 75. If you waited,
sucker.
Now you get 100. And it says new in parentheses. Yeah, I know that's new. I didn't think we've done this 1,000 times. It's usually 75.
Now you gotta buy another one. So if you had $75, buy another mattress.
Because you're an idiot if you didn't. You got taken to the cleaners by the Lisa app people who was like 75, 75, 75. Now it's 100. Who knows how long this lasts? Does they even go out of business at this? So get it, $100 off. I assume it still doesn't matter if you use that today, tomorrow. You hold on to that 100 until you need the new mattress. Lisa mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Okay. On to the rundown. KO KD. Kevin Durant versus Fart Girl. So he's on Twitter, and some girl basically says, ask him, hey, Durant, do you still like to fart in girls' faces? Oh, do you still like being farted on? And he's like, who told you that? I don't like to be farted on. He's like, some hoe you banged while you were in OKC. All do, the girl had, like, Westbrook for, like, MVP
yes.
as her thing. So not the biggest KD fan. And then KD's like, well, what's her name? So actually engaging in this conversation, does Kevin Durant like to be farted on, Big Cat?
That's a really random thing to just make up.
Yeah.
So, dude, and
he's a fart guy.
Kevin Durant needs to get in the mix on Twitter more because he used to have like a Twitter game that was awesome. Back in like, people retweet his old tweets from like 2011. Because if, I don't know if you saw, but someone, it started because someone was like, bring up an old tweet, and he's like, yeah, I like ratchet shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. What are you, like, what are you going to do about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think he probably gets farted on. I think he likes getting his face farted on, and I think he should own
Did
that
say
as
face?
Well. Yeah, face.
Face farted on.
But I would imagine he's like,
I mean, he,
well, I imagine it's
hands?
Like.
I bet you it's like.
Like a 69 situation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and
he's
then.
He's back there, and it's like.
Fart.
He lets
and then
it rip.
Boom, fart
yeah,
on
yeah,
the face.
That, everyone retweets the one, Scarlett Johansson, I would drink your bath water.
Yeah, right.
That's a big one that gets retweeted a lot.
That's not gross at all.
No, but I mean, well, it
that's
is.
That's gross? That's gross.
Drinking Scarlett Johansson's bathwater?
I mean, that's like,
it's not.
There's nothing about Scarlett Johansson that could potentially be gross. Bathwater, Scarlett Johansson, sign me up.
Yeah, but it's
yeah,
like,
get farted
you
on
don't
too.
Expect that from
Scarlett
Kevin
Johansson
Durant.
Can do whatever the fuck she wants. Some ratchet chick that you just met in Oklahoma City, no thanks. Scarlett Johansson, anything goes. Facts.
So you can fart on your face?
Scarlett Johansson, absolutely.
What if the,
open
what if,
invite?
What if it's a what if she gambles on a fart
she
on
what?
Her face? What if she it's a fart?
It could be but, poop.
All right. Okay.
I mean, you just said anything.
Is that what you were
yes.
insinuating?
She's yeah. gambling on a fart.
Gambling.
So
on
it wasn't
fart.
Well.
Never heard it.
That's Describe like that's my point. That you're not willfully saying shit on me, Scarlett.
But she might.
But you're into the fart thing,
it
and the fart
happen.
Thing leads into the.
It's like a college recruiter. Like, get me in the living room, and then we'll just see what the fuck happens. Yes.
I agree. Give me a shot.
Yeah, just get in the look. The Kevin Durant thing, like.
He looks, by the way, he just seems like a guy who would get farted on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like so passive, but not.
Like he wouldn't do the farting, he would get farted on.
Kevin, the thing is, he legitimized that. Whenever you're like, say the name of the person.
That's confirming
you're like
it.
Legitimizing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you're taking, you're yeah. making it serious
yo,
when
if
it may
someone,
be.
If someone came to you and was like, yo, I know about that girl who farted
I
mean, in
and
face.
I said, say the name,
yeah,
and it's
but,
like
but,
someone's
yeah, yeah. You wouldn't even react to that.
Right, right, exactly.
I mean, you, if that's
right.
not true, you don't even look at that tweet twice,
right.
like
let
if
alone
that,
engage it three or four times.
Right. If that person was like, oh, Becky from Oklahoma City, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know Becky.
Yeah, right, right, right. All right, so I think we're all then score one for the fart girl.
Yeah.
We're saying it's...
It's just so random. It's, I mean, it's the perfect thing to bring up because you can't... There's
and
a lot of things,
expect,
sexual
you,
things.
Yeah, and once you start talking like Kevin Durant about getting farted your face on Twitter, like, it's a story.
Yeah.
You have to know the second you start responding. That's what's
it.
Weird. It's like he's not being funny. It's like name the... Like he was trying to prove he didn't like it, but then you like it. Then
right.
you like it. U.S. Open yesterday... I'm never going to be used to, I don't think, I know probably people say this all the time, I don't like Joe Buck doing golf. I don't like it
it's
on
weird.
Fox. I don't like how, Fox must determine the times, because when they do it, it's like late. It's way later than when like other tournaments
No,
go.
That's how Masters does it too. They don't, remember Masters comes, I feel like Masters comes
no,
after like 3 o'clock.
No, they start early. Fox is on all day. I'm saying it's like later in the day, it seems like it's going.
I feel like it's like regular time. I do. You know what though? I agree with you on the Joe Buck thing, but the shot tracker's cool.
You like the shot tracker?
I was into that.
It's a very Fox thing. That's like
I know.
Wasn't Fox the puck?
Yeah,
people
yeah, the blue puck. But like when you're watching golf, I mean, I don't never know where the fucking ball's going. Yeah, so give me the shot tracker.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I do always like when the golfers they do this. I don't get this when they hit a shot that's errant and they just go like this with like they don't yell. If you hit a shot into the crowd, the gallery, they all do it. They just pick up their, it's like, this is their left. So if you went left, they finish the shot and they just go like this. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that doing? Like someone's like way down
there. Courtesy, unwritten rule.
Whacked. It's but you don't know, you yell four. You're supposed to yell four. I don't know what happened there. So Brooks Koepka won it. I was telling this, ironically enough, I was like, I went on like a double date 3 weeks ago with that dude.
With Brooks Koepka?
Yeah. Weird.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. True story.
How'd that happen?
It was just, he was like the other guy on the date.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like guess Brooks that's Koepka. All the explanation I needed.
Yeah. It was like, this fucker's winning the U.S. Open. I was like, who is this? Nobody. Oh, he's winning the U.S. Open. He was actually good. I researched him because he's even like, oh, I'm golf. Yeah, yeah, you are. He's like pretty good before that. So odd. Guy's just winning the U.S. Open. I'm still doing the rundown.
I hope Jim Renner's not watching this. Cheating on our boy.
Hung out with Renner the other day.
Okay.
He was fun.
It's the best.
By the way, Renner said he's been injured. Quick Jim Renner, like, for like the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. He had surgery or something.
He's been like, that's why I haven't
everybody's cheating on Keegan.
Well, Keegan was after. By the way,
yeah, Keegan was second after Jim Renner.
I thought Keegan was the
OG. No, Jim Renner's the people's golfer. Jim Renner,
That's just like not knowing that. That's surprising.
To support Jim Renner, word got out about Renner's army through a push on Facebook and BarstoolSports.com. Renner is being called the people's golfer. Why Renner's army?
Well, a big Jim Renner fan. He's a local guy, Plainville, Mass. He's the people's golfer. You know, he represents all of us, me, you, every person out here. So,
wow.
Well, he's an everyday guy. I mean, he's more interested in maybe drinking a beer and, you know, playing 18 with his buddies than trying to score out here. But today we're going to change that.
But he makes a living out here.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it could be me and it could be you making a living. It's a 9-to-5 golfer. He's the people's golfer. I just threw out, to the World Wide Web. I said, we're going to go support our boy, Jim Renner, Renner's Army. So he bought a bunch of T-shirts, said, meet us at a bar. We'll give you a T-shirt. Let's go support our men. And then all these people of the goodness of their heart showed up, and now we got an army. That's how it starts. Army of one.
The Jim Renner story is when we were in the Super Bowl at Arizona, and we had the house, and he showed up Wednesday night with a 12-pack of Bud Light and finished about 9 of them. And then someone was like, "What do you do?" He's like, "Oh, I'm a golfer." And they're like, "Oh, cool." He's like, "Actually, I have a tee time at like 7 a.m. tomorrow," and we're like, "Jim, why don't you explain for real?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm a professional golfer.
Yeah.
I'm in like the Phoenix Open tomorrow." And he was just sitting having beers with us.
Yeah, the girl.
Like, 7 hours before.
A girl, he's like, I gotta golf. She's like, "What course are you playing?" And he said, like, whatever
the Phoenix Waste Open is.
Yeah. Well, and she's like, "No, the PGA tournament's there." He's like, "Yeah, I'm in it." Renner was, he was loosey-goosey. He's always been kind of quiet. I love him. He's like my favorite person. I've said this a million times. He threw me in a headlock.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, because he probably knows that you're fucking around with like Brooks Koepka and whatever.
Koepka, I'm not. I mean,
Pretty boys, the pretty boys of golf.
Koepka probably doesn't even remember that like we met, but yeah, no, Renner, I was
Was it literally like a 2-hour dinner just to...
No, it was like we went out and got
drinks. Was it a bigger group?
No.
Oh.
It was 4 people.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wild.
That's very crazy. That's very crazy. Is he good looking in person? He looks like Josh, whatever, the Brolinger guy.
He's a good-looking guy. I wasn't like, oh, my God, I wasn't
it
like...
It wasn't Paige Spranek's boyfriend.
Like, no, it wasn't Paige Spranek's boyfriend. Not even close. Another brawl that broke out here. We got Hanson versus Bieber. So Hanson was doing an interview and compared Bieber's music to, like, the clap, basically, which, first of all, I don't know why there's a story. Hanson... One thing that they were calling Hanson, I don't know who said it. They're all Hansons. I know that's their name, but it's like Hanson said this. It's like, which Hanson? I want to know which Hanson. That was my first thing. Secondly,
would that matter?
Yeah.
Why?
You can't name each Hansen.
I was going to say, you can differentiate the Hansons.
Well, there's an ugly Hanson.
There's the little girl Hanson. But it doesn't. The middle one is like.
The middle one's the one who slays.
Yeah. The little one is the little girl. Like, actually looks like a girl. Yeah. And the older one's kind of goofy.
I'd love to see the Hansons. I bet the Hansons still look the same. I bet they haven't aged like a day.
No, but they cut their hair and shit. They all look different.
I mean, if we're going to
turn it
into
way to ruin it
here on the rundown, there's not much I can do, Kevin. I know they're not the Simpsons. Like, I know that the Hansen.
I'm just saying they do. They look totally different.
I
don't know. You're wrong.
I was cracking a joke that maybe
that was
some
not
people,
a good joke.
Some people at home may have laughed.
I think they
look
the same.
Oh, no, they look different.
I don't think anybody laughed at all.
Think? It was 25 years ago that I'm picturing the Hansons. You think they look fucking different, dude? Anyways, a lot of balls. And by the way, I think everyone would say Bieber's new music is a fire factory. So I don't know what they're
I'm not
about.
A Bieber guy because you've ruined him for me, Dave. But if you can't, the one thing you can't go at with Bieber's is music.
Yeah.
His music still is awesome.
No. I think you can go at his music, not if you're handsome. I think that's the main issue. No,
I don't know, man. His music's pretty fun.
I don't. I agree with that, but I could see someone who like plays all their own instruments, writes all their own lyrics, all that shit.
Who does that? Bon Iver?
I don't know. Yeah. Fine. Someone who like really does that shit is going to go at fucking Bieber.
Only like Bon Iver or Hanson?
Hanson, who put out one song that literally was gibberish 25 years ago. It's great. I don't hate that song either, but those guys can't be throwing stones when it comes to music.
Speaking of Bieber, Kevin, are you ready to admit that the one is not the song of the summer? Because it's Despacito.
It does seem to be Despacito. Oh, no. Yeah.
I mean, and the other question is, can the song of the summer be a song that no one knows the lyrics to?
Well, that's why I don't think it's the song of the summer.
But it does get everyone going.
Plays-wise and all that, it is.
I think the one is better than Despacito.
So do I. But,
but I'm talking about songs like what's getting played on the radio and what's getting played at
I think
bars.
The one is far better, but it's...
Despacito's getting played like...
This is how this started, by the way. In the interview, these guys said they never heard of Despacito.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Come on. If you've been in a single car for more than 5 minutes...
Despacito was a song before Bieber. No one would have called that the song of the summer. Right. He just comes on the same track.
Oh, yeah, it's wildly different. My guy, the guy I love, Gianluca Vacchi, the Italian guy.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see his Instagram stories from this weekend? He's like DJing in front of like maybe 150 people.
I find that impossible. It must have been.
Pretending that like he's at, the biggest rave of all time. It was bad.
That had to be soundcheck.
He was like getting the crowd hyped and it was just a bunch of.
Had to be.
It was like a cocktail hour. He's not.
He's not a DJ.
He wants to be one.
Well, yeah, that's he does it on the side. But,
yeah, but it's a bad look. All right. For an international man of mystery that he is, you can't be DJing a cocktail hour in Italy.
Fine. But international man of mystery, after Despacito hit, the next day he did an Instagram and he was dancing around singing Despacito with the guy who sang Despacito.
Baller move.
Bieber's gonna have to learn the words to that song too, by the way. It's so
Bieber,
big.
People
he's gonna have
mad.
To perform it.
People
now.
Go, no, he refused to, and people got mad at him.
I know, because he doesn't know the fucking word. When he did it in the club with Chainsmokers, he was just singing gibberish.
Well, it's like Spanish.
I mean, he was literally saying, I don't know the words. Like, he says, I don't know the words, so I yell poquito. That's how
like
he sings
when
the song.
I had to do,
he can't do that
Rise
anymore.
Page Views Rise at the Super Bowl party. Yeah. It's like I didn't know the lyrics.
Yeah. Say watermelon.
Yeah. The president of Costa Rica giving a speech. This only happens in third world countries. Like, there's no, if you're a real president, you just don't have a wasp fly.
Dude, this, happens one time in the history of the world. That was wild. That was crazy. Like a frog. And he swallows it down like it was nothing.
Well, that's the best moment when he realized that the wasp went in his mouth and he was at the point of no return and you can see him take a gulp of it. That was a wild moment.
And it's the president. Like, it's not like some schlub. It's the president.
I don't know anybody who's ever, like, you get bugs in your eyes. I've never seen, like, a bug just fly into someone's mouth.
And he also, just played like, through it. Yeah. Right through it.
I feel like you spit it out if a bug were
to be like, right, exactly. Flipping out.
That's fucking Costa Rica, baby.
It's third world.
What else is he going to do next? NBA draft. So the big news. The Celtics trade the number one pick to Philadelphia. We now, the Celtics have the third pick. This is all over the map. It's all he said, she said. I love Josh Jackson, so I'm fine with his move. I don't know much about...
Assuming you pick Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. Assuming you don't trade
for Jimmy Butler, which I'm hoping someone does.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about the Washington kid because I didn't see him because I don't watch Washington much. They weren't in the tournament. They play on the West Coast. So the Markelle Fultz, I wasn't sold on him just because I haven't seen him. It'll be interesting. It'll be one of those things. This is one of those trades that people will talk about depending on how it turns out for a long time. I think I like what the Celtics did.
It just depends on if Danny Ainge doesn't like Markelle Fultz is what it comes down to. But
or I feel like you're just getting too. There's a big enough difference
between one and three, right? So that was what Coley was saying.
You get the extra player. You get the protected one through four, or two through five to the Lakers.
But I like Josh Jackson too. I think he's going to be a pretty good player in the NBA. My only concern, if I were you, Dave, is that like this basically means that Isaiah Thomas is going to stay.
Yep.
I don't know if you can win. Like, if you're starting Isaiah Thomas in the fourth quarter of an NBA Finals game, asking him to play defense, that's tough. You're going to have to put four really good defenders around him.
No, I don't.
And Josh Jackson is a good defender, and he'll fit that role a little bit better. I guess it's
Coley's saying we're not taking Josh Jackson.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things that it seems like it's a dominoes are going to still fall situation. Because Paul
he's
George
just saying
is everywhere.
We're going to take somebody else, even if he's on the
really?
Board.
Tatum, yeah.
Which I do not like that pick. It'll be interesting to see. It makes it interesting.
Do you think that finally the process pans out? Do
you think I've been jealous of the process from day one, man.
I know, but like, will they actually win now?
But
win
the thing with the thing with the process, and I guess you know, I don't know the contracts and whatnot. If those guys pan out, they're never going to be able to keep them like together, right?
No, but you can keep because the way the NBA is structured now, you obviously can't keep everyone. But they're going to, if Ben Simmons, Fultz, and Embiid all, like, get good in the next year or two, they're going to have a nice window.
Right.
Like, a really nice window. And so, I've always been jealous of the process because the NBA is the one league where it's like, if you're not competing for a title, there's no incentive for you to have that eighth seed. And they basically are set up perfectly that LeBron... I mean, I don't know when LeBron's going to stop being unbelievable.
He should start fading
while they're going up, or he's going to do the LeBron thing and go to L.A.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the Cavs do get, what's-his-face from Indiana, that's a problem team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul George is going to stay in Cleveland, so which would be such a classic LeBron
They'll
thing.
They'll probably go to LA together.
LeBron thing. The LeBron will make the Cavs use up all their assets to get Paul George for a year, lose to the Warriors, and then Paul George and LeBron are going to go to Lakers, and the Cavs are going to be fucking ruined.
Yeah. He'll leave them in ruin. That's how he works. last on this lingerie football fight, lingerie football still. It's one of those things that still I don't think is as popular as it should be because these girls are ruthless and it's almost like what the XFL was trying to be and never was. And they're just.
Well, the XFL tried to get a little too serious, but the Lingerie Football League still knows they're a fucking joke.
Yeah, but it's like they don't, like, gratuitous, like, violence isn't what they preach in the Lingerie Football League. It's just this what type happened? Of shit seems to happen where a girl who looked like she was hurt, not even like playing, in uniform. The whole team's coming over to celebrate a touchdown, get in the defender's face, and the defender just fucking knocked her out. I mean, just pure, unadulterated, like, right? And she's on the ground, like, stunned, almost like, what just happened? I just got punched in the face. Yeah, you did. You deserved it. And that's the Lingerie Football League. A really good take, actually, to go watch a game. It's legit hatred from these girls.
Well, they also are really good at their marketing because I think they basically say, like, we need one clip like this a week. So, like, that chick who's basically walking into a fist, she probably got a bonus for that or something.
Well, if you make it to the clip.
If you hobble over injured to talk shit like that and just get one punched,
there
better be something at the other end for you.
It's smart. I guarantee that, if you make that one clip, because you know there's always one clip every week that, like, gets shared around. Yep. If you make that one clip, you get a bonus.
And really no reaction either from anybody. It's just like, she got knocked out. Big deal. It's like she shouldn't have been over there. Rundown, anything post-show? We got anything... anything interesting this weekend besides that? I feel like there was something, but I forget it. Is there something involving other people that happened? No. Softball 18-3, they won that first game.
Yeah, we won. Yeah, I was there. You going to come out?
I thought you weren't around that day.
I was there. No, we came back from because we had to do the show. Well, are you going to play?
Tomorrow, Tuesday night? Tomorrow is Randall's Island.
What?
It's in Randall's Island.
What's that?
Sounds like it's fucking far.
Yeah,
that's, that's not easy.
What's Randall's Island?
It's like a small island between Manhattan and the Bronx.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop. The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a place you really are like eager to go play softball at.
Did you know
that's an office manager, Brett? I'm an office manager, Brett guy, but Brett, how are we playing on an island?
Well, he said that most of the games are going to be Central Park.
How are we playing softball on an island?
I think the league decides that.
How the hell did you get us in a softball game?
Randall's Island is the just the place we're playing.
Yeah, no shit. That's what we're asking.
But how?
What are you? I have no idea what you're saying.
There's like the softball game is on an island.
They're acting like you booked it.
No, I'm asking how we got in a league where we have games on an island. I guess that's maybe it's not.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Brett?
Yeah, I saw them in the back. No one wore them.
Bought batting gloves
for like the whole team.
Is Randall's Island not that hard to get to? Am I being just stupid? I might just be stupid.
It's not that hard to get to.
Okay, all right.
How far away is it?
Is there a train that goes there?
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh,
it's not literally an island?
No, it's like Upper East Side. It's like, you know, there's Roosevelt Island.
Oh, someone made it sound like it was an
island. Oh, okay.
It's still not.
Oh, it's an island?
It's not, yeah.
Well, then how do you get on this island?
Do you take a boat?
I mean, yeah, it's not like you have to swim to it.
When you say island to me, I think like Cape and the Islands. You're not driving there. What you mean? What?
That's this is just my ignorance on Randall's Island. I apologize.
No, I don't think I'm playing softball. I'll be there week three.
Are you ever going to play, Dave?
Yeah, I will. Previous engagements tomorrow. Also, Rapport, my dad got in a fight. Did you know that?
Already?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Mike Portnoy calls into radio.
Rapport was on our show.
Back
mad about my dad's placement on PMT's Mount Rushmore.
He thought. And then my dad got a spot.
Wait, who thought?
Rapport
thought that Mr. Portnoy got a better placement on your Mount.
Well,
Rushmore.
He did.
So,
I told Rappaport that.
Rappaport called up and said, like, this is some nepotism, some Portnoy bullshit.
No, Mike Portnoy's most electric guest.
Calls up, he's like, just minding my business, and this guy's taking shots
my
at me.
My dad was upset.
Firing bullets.
Mike Portnoy is number one on the Mount Rushmore.
He's in on the office Wednesday.
Mike Portnoy's coming to the office Wednesday?
That was his Father's Day present to himself.
I gotta get him, I owe him some underwear. I'm gonna buy him some underwear.
That's weird. This relationship is getting
weird,
Dave.
He has a problem. I mean, he said it on...
I think you have a problem.
On part of my take, he said sometimes he can't...
I'm out on this. This is getting weird.
He said he can't get Mr. Johnson out in time.
Okay. All right, we're done. That's the rundown.
Sometimes he has to go to the bathroom, and he can't get Mr. Johnson out in time. That's a direct quote. What?
I mean, I believe it. He said he's capable of saying anything.
I owe him some underwear. That's why he's number one Mount Rushmore. He's the guy. Mike Portnoy is.
Well, he'll be here all day Wednesday.
I love that he gave that as a Father's Day gift to himself.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah. So. All right. It's a rundown.